Well, you don't need me to tell you that these are worrying times, but for some people it's more worrying than others. People are already dealing with stress and anxiety, and this is a really, frankly, all they need. Also, people who are trapped in their homes where they just would be like to get out and get into the fresh air, and they're being advised not to. A couple of Cambridgeshire-based charities are joining together to help. Mind, CPSL and Lifecraft are getting together to enhance their services to people across the county, and I'm joined on the line by Isabel Cross, from Mind CPSL. Isabel, hi there.
Hi there. Good morning, Neil.
Busy times, I'm guessing, for all mental health charities at the moment, given the current circumstances.
I think all services around mental health are looking very hard about how they can respond to what is likely to be a huge increase in support needed by people. We're all feeling pretty anxious right now, I should think. You know, we've got news which is from uplifting and volunteers and pulling together to actually things that are pretty distressing, and we're getting a lot of that. It's hard to turn away from it when you're confined to the house.
Well, and that's the thing, isn't it? And in the past, you'd be able to meet up with friends, or you'd be able to go and have a counselling session or something like that. You'd be able to go out and meet someone and talk this through, but you can't do that now, can you?
Well, no. We're all relying on the internet and communications that way, which is really, really helpful, and it is a way we've all suddenly embraced technology to move on. But that's really why this online service called Quell that we've introduced is really, really important, because it's something that could be accessible from almost anywhere. And it's going to support people in lots of different ways. It will provide resources, things like tips. What can I do? Turn off the news. Don't watch it more than once a day. Could be the simple one. Right the way through to maybe peer-to-peer support. You can join forums and online groups where, if you're worried about mental health issues and you're thinking, does this feel right? Am I the only person feeling anxious? There may be other people you can communicate with. And actually, it then moves forward. There is an opportunity to do chat-based online counselling with a qualified counsellor. And actually, there's giving us a bit of details about yourself. That's a way that you can get some counselling support. So it's right the way through from top tips, sharing articles, chatting to other people who may be feeling a bit of mental distress or anxiety, right the way through to accessing some actually online chat with a qualified counsellor. So it's a whole range of things, but it feels that it's perhaps needed right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, a lot of young people experiencing this sort of thing for the first time, a lot of us experiencing this sort of thing for the first time, but some of us have got the experience of, or the benefit of, having been around for a few years, and you know that these things do tend to work out. For youngsters, it is often very stressful, and they're used to that idea of chatting, aren't they? They're used to online chat.
Yeah, they are. Quell is a service for adults. It's 18 plus. The county does also have another service for young people called Cooth, which is actually from the same stable as Quell. But obviously it's Quell we're launching now. The young people's service has been available for some time and is well used, and the young people know about it. But this is making sure there's something for people 18 plus. So yes, by young people, it could be people in their 20s or
exactly.
their 30s, or, you know, as opposed to children. And Quell is there for adults that are 18 plus. It's accessible anywhere across the county, and it provides a whole range of support. It complements nicely our other charity, Lifecraft, that we're working with. And Lifecraft run a mental health helpline in Cambridge, which has been established a long time, about 20 years, and is well known. Mm-hmm. But in order to respond now, they have moved their hours to an extra 5 hours a day.
Crikey.
So they're now available from 2 p.m. in the afternoon till 11 p.m. at night, and that service is 365 days a year. And that will help with really listening, particularly someone who's got a lot of anxiety or maybe feeling a bit of mental health distress, and that helps them to explore the options with someone on a call to support them and to listen, because often, and I'm sure we're all finding this, often sharing the experience is a great way about how we feel better.
Indeed. Now, are there limits at all on the service, or can people just pick up the phone, apart from the opening hours, but can people just pick up the phone and ring?
Yeah, it's open to anybody. It's anybody who's experiencing any sort of mental health issue or extremely anxious or perhaps any sort of distress. And they will signpost out in exploring options. They will signpost out to other things. They might signpost to Quell, for example, mm-hmm. and say there's some great tools and tips and resources there on Quell that I think that would help you with. You know, they might be able to give suggestions of other places to signpost to help with a particular type of mental health issue or problem that it could be caused by money worries or what have you. So, you know, together this makes a huge complement of being able to speak to somebody on The Voice or with Quell being able to work online and access a whole range of different things at different levels to help you. And we really, really, I'm sure that particularly with the situation we find ourselves in now, that both of these things could be a great support.
They sound like they really could. If people want to use the services, then how do they make use of them? How do they find the website?
We are the Local Mind for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, and we're an independent charity. So you can go to our website, cpslmind.org.uk, and you can click through to Quell from there, and you can learn more about our work in the county as well and what else is available. And if you want to ring Lifeline, their number is 0808 808 2121, and that's from 2 p.m. till 11 p.m. We would always say that we're quite lucky in Cambridgeshire. We have the NHS First Response Service, and we would say if someone is, you know, or you yourself are really in mental health crisis, you can call the NHS 111 and choose option 2, and that will take you through to mental health support.
Excellent. Well, it's good to know that there's people like you guys around at the moment. As a charity, though, I mean, here you are expanding your services, but I guess like everybody else, you know, you could use a few extra donations at the moment, couldn't you?
I think particularly in the healthcare sector, most charities have seen a drop-off or a stop to fundraising activity because most of that's done in the community. And so all charities are in that case, but actually particularly in the healthcare sector, of course, you've got that coupled with demand increasing. So we've got a sort of double whammy. So yeah, I think both on our own website, cpslmind.org.uk, and on the lifecraft.org website, there'll be opportunities that people can support us and donate, which would be really helpful.
Fantastic. Well, Isabel, we wish you well. Thank you very much indeed for coming on to talk to us about this today. And as I say, we wish you well and thanks for doing it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, Neil.